Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been looking into the idea of AI coding assistance, the use of large language models like ChatGPT to assist software developers. In episode 170, I introduced the idea of the AI coding assistant. Episode 171, I looked at the expected benefits. And in last week's episode, 172, I looked at some of the potential negatives. This week, I want to look a little further and into the future of AI coding assistants. As I said back in episode 170 when I introduced AI coding assistants, it's not AI that is going to replace software developers. It's going to be software developers using AI that will replace software developers. While there are certainly a number of hurdles to wide-scale adoption, some of which I covered in last week's episode around specifically privacy and security concerns, I'd expect them to be addressed quickly by the AI coding assistant providers. The market for their use is simply too large for the providers not to. Thus, in short, the future is wide-scale adoption. Alongside that wide-scale adoption, I can see the AI coding assistant becoming more organization-specific. While the AI coding assistants are based on a large body of data, its results can be very generic. What would be better would be if it can provide results tailored to your organization or product being worked on. If we have organizational-specific AI coding assistants, one specific to our organization and in the control of that organization, that may well address a number of the potential negatives I talked about last week, especially those around privacy and security concern issues. So let's use the rest of this episode to look at some of the expected benefits of an AI coding assistant that is tailored to your organization. I'm going to cover off coding conventions and style, project-specific requirements, design patterns and architectural principles, quality assurance and code review, integration with existing tools and workflows, and knowledge sharing and onboarding. Let's take each of these in turn. Coding conventions and style. AI coding assistants can be trained to understand and enforce specific coding conventions and style guidelines followed by an organization. They can provide suggestions and corrections to ensure code consistency across projects and teams. This obviously goes some way to address the potential negatives of the limitations with domain-specific knowledge discussed in the last episode. That tailoring to your own organization should help to provide more refined, less generic answers. And if you are training the model on a large body of your own organization's code, it will obviously have the opportunity to understand your software development context better, thus providing more organizationally aware, specific answers. Project-specific requirements. Organizations often have project-specific requirements or domain-specific conventions. AI coding assistants can be configured to understand and adapt to those requirements, providing suggestions and validations that align with the organization's needs. Similar to the coding conventions and style, by having more control over the training and configuration of the AI coding assistants, we adjust how we want it to behave. So, maybe for specific activities, we need it to advise developers to behave in a different style or manner. Now this could be by project. Imagine it in a use within a software development house that has multiple clients. Or even a centralized development function providing services to different organizational departments. By the AI coding assistant being able to prompt and remind the developer, it saves them having to think, how am I meant to do that with this project? Or reduces the risk of using the wrong approach for the wrong client. design patterns, and architectural principles. AI coding assistants can assist developers in implementing design patterns and adhering to architectural principles. They can recognize patterns in code and suggest appropriate design patterns or architectural improvements based on an organization's preference and approach. When it comes to design patterns and architectural principles, it can be incredibly useful to mirror what already exists in a code base. If I come in as a consultant and add functionality, it helps for me to make it look and feel like it's part of the existing project. This helps with the software developer comprehension, making it easier to validate today and modify in the future. This talks to Jacob's Law from the Laws of UX website, which advises you to use patterns and user experiences that your audience would expect. Avoid the novel when the expected will allow them to get their job done much more effectively. I introduced Jacob's Law back in episode 164 about design patterns. Quality assurance and code reviews. AI coding assistants can aid in code reviews by automatically detecting potential issues, security vulnerabilities, or performance bottlenecks. They can assess code against organizational quality standards and provide feedback to ensure code quality and adherence to best practice. As with other potential improvements, being tailored to the organization, the AI coding assistant can help to mitigate organizational specific concerns. Maybe there is a known performance issue for an organization or a previously exploited security risk. The AI coding assistant can be configured to look for and alert the software developer early in the process. And with all things, the closer to the software developer a problem can be highlighted, the cheaper and more effectively it can be resolved. Integration with existing tools and workflows. AI coding assistants can be integrated with existing development tools and workflows, ensuring seamless adoption within an organization's software development process. They can provide suggestions and feedback directly within the software developer's tools, enabling developers to work effectively. Being able to integrate directly into the software developer's tools helps to meet the developer where they are. This can help with adoption and reduce distraction having to learn different tools. It also means that they don't have to leave their tools, thus breaking any cognitive flow they have on the current problem they're working on. But I also think this benefit talks to more automation via the AI coding assistants. Software developers love automation. They love not having to repeat manual steps, and they love being able to do it without leaving their tools. The simple joy that I've seen from developers able to deploy website changes by asking a chatbot, rather than following a laborious manual process, is a glorious thing to see. Plus, it can really help in environments that have a variety of procedures and approaches for multiple systems. By being able to abstract away all of that complexity by simply asking an AI coding assistant to do the job, cuts down greatly on developer cognitive load and keeps the developer productive. Integration with an organization's tools, however, does provide a greater security risk if the AI coding assistant isn't secure. I talked about this in last week's episode when I talked about privacy and security concerns. If you're providing that AI coding assistant a level of trust and providing them an ability to do things that a cyber criminal could find useful, then it needs to be secure. But as I said at the start of this episode, I would expect providers to be working hard to address those concerns quickly. Knowledge sharing and onboarding. AI coding assistants can contribute to knowledge sharing within an organization by storing and retrieving code snippets, best practice, and project-specific insights. They can assist in onboarding new developers by providing guidance and context-specific suggestions. That onboarding aspect is really exciting for me as a consultant that wants to be as productive as possible, as quickly as possible, when landing with a client. By leveraging AI coding assistants during the onboarding process, organizations can facilitate the integration of new developers into the development teams more effectively, These assistants can provide valuable guidance, promote adherence to coding standards, and foster a culture of learning collaboration. Ultimately, this leads to a faster onboarding, improved code quality, and enhanced productivity within the organization. Now contrast that with the actual onboarding process I find in many organizations today. Normally I'll turn up and I'll be pointed at a mountain of online documentation, with no one having the time to be able to help guide me through it. I've worked in organizations where there are 20 plus new starter guides, all for different teams, all contradicting each other ever so slightly, leaving me to tease out the pieces that I need for my particular work. It can be soul destroying when all you want to do is get to work and show value quickly. In this episode, I've looked at the potential future benefits of AI coding assistants being more specific to your organization, such as coding conventions and style, project-specific requirements, design patterns and architectural principles, quality assurance and code reviews, integration with existing tools and workflows, knowledge sharing and onboarding. These potential benefits from tailoring go some way to address the potential negatives that I raised in last week's episode. And given the market potential, I would expect AI coding assistants to focus heavily on being able to tailor it to your organization. An assistant may have been born using vast amounts of public data, but will grow up in your specific environment. So not only will it be more secure, it is also going to be much more aligned to how your particular organization works. As with all things AI, it will be interesting to see how this develops. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.